All right, now, are you ready to return to the movie theaters this summer? What would it take for you to get back there? Would the latest Marvel superhero movie help you get settled in with some popcorn and perhaps a caffeine-free soda? 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call us this morning, or ideas at WPR.org. You can always tweet us at WPR Mornings. I'm Lee Rayburn, and this is the morning show on the Ideas Network. And Marvel superheroes are set to return to movie theaters on Friday with a release of Black Widow. In addition to theaters, for subscribers of Disney Plus, the new movie will also be available to stream for home, at home for an additional $30. But many of us have been streaming Marvel superheroes on Disney Plus since the beginning of the year with short-run shows like Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Loki. Is it going to take superpowers to get back to that shared movie experience of the big, big screen with all that all-encompassing sound? Well, our guest this morning is Christ Jogerst. He is the Assistant Professor of Communication in the Department of Arts and Humanities at UW-Milwaukee. Chris, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Let's get right into it with a little excerpt of the trailer for Black Widow opening Friday.
Before I was an Avenger, I made mistakes. And a lot of enemies.
His call sign's Taskmaster. He controls the Red Room. They're manipulated.
Fully conscious, but no choices.
Chris Jogerst, why did it take so long for Marvel movies to make Black Widow?
That's a really good question. I've said on the show before, I co-teach a class on superheroes and mythology here in Milwaukee. And we've been talking about this for years, why we haven't had this story. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. You've got a great star, great story. It's true to the Marvel universe in terms of action, but also some, you know, serious themes, her dealing with her past. I mean, it's perfect, and I can't wait.
So this is going to be the an origin story, right? This is how Black Widow became Black Widow?
Right.
What do we know about the plot?
We know that she had, her Russian background, and that she was, you know, doing some nefarious tasks, and at some point in her life, made an about face. So this is going to give us some insight into why she knows what she does, why she has her talents, but then also possibly why she became an Avenger.
Scarlett Johansson stars as Black Widow, and this role goes all the way back to Iron Man 2? Is that when we first met Black Widow?
Oh man, I can't even. I'm actually forgetting.
So it's been like a decade where we've seen her in the Marvel universe, but it won't be until Friday until we have a feature film, and this is, as you mentioned, a feature star Scarlett Johansson. Has Marvel struggled with the gender dynamics in their movies? Do you think, Chris?
That's a great question. I think they've done. I mean, yeah, I think they have. I think they've done better than a lot of other franchises, though, in propping up and centralizing their important female leads. But I think there's definitely room for growth. And I think that's where I think something like WandaVision has done a great job with. And I think this film will as well.
WandaVision would be Wanda Maximoff, who is another Russian superhero in the Marvel comic book universe. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But Marvel has had a superhero movie already featuring a woman, but just one out of how many are there now? 20? Give or take around there.
Yeah.
So Captain Marvel would be the first one. Black Widow would be the next one on Friday. And what do you think it'll take to get audiences back to the theaters for this, Chris?
That's another great question. I think there's a lot of it has to do with personal comforts. I think people are itching to get outside. We're seeing that as I was talking to some of your producers. I'm on the board member of a local historic theater here in West Bend called The Bend. And we're seeing people just itching to come back, and every theater is doing it a little bit differently, has some protocols, but I think people want to see things on the big screen. They want to be around their friends, and they want to go outside and have something to do on a Friday night.
We're talking about Marvel's expanding collection of movies and the premiere of Black Widow on Friday, starring Scarlett Johansson with our guest, Chris Yogerst, who teaches about film at UW-Milwaukee. What do you think about the trajectory of the Marvel Universe? And have you are you planning to see Black Widow this weekend or in the future this summer? And will you do so at home or will you go to the big, big screen? 1-800-642-1234 is the number to the studio, or email us mornings@WPR.org. And Chris, you mentioned the Bend, the theater that's being restored in West Bend. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's completely restored. It was built in 1929. It was a fantastic venue. It's where I grew up watching movies and fell in love with film. And kind of fell into disrepair. And we, one of the founding board members was able to bring together a great team to restore the theater completely. And now we are fully open. We have, most importantly, a bar. It's Wisconsin after all. But we have the original stage that was meant for vaudeville. We now do stand-up comedy and live music and local theater. We have a drop-down screen, a great sound system for movies. And it's just a fantastic place.
So when did the Bend open, Chris?
Well, that's kind of a funny story because we opened the day before everything shut down for the pandemic. So it was a 4-year struggle to raise a bunch of money and get all the right people together. We finished the project. We had a grand opening event and then shut down for several months. But that was a great way to learn how to run a venue for a nonprofit board. And we got a lot of great people involved after the fact, had some great live shows and played movies and did all kinds of, had a lot of fun safely during the pandemic. And now we're ready to roll.
How is business at the Bend in West Bend?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. People, I mean, anyone who's been to West Bend knows there's the iconic West Bend sign, the blade that's hanging on the theater. So everyone knows that. And there's a lot of people that either grew up around the theater and have seen it in its old form, or have been here and have seen the sign and seen it from the outside and they want to get in. So we have a lot of excitement in town, and it's really, really awesome to see.
And that, as you mentioned, and just to reiterate for your take, Chris, is it may matter more what's happening out in our real world as opposed to what's being screened on in movie theaters as to whether or not we'll be returning to the movie theaters this summer. Is that your takeaway?
Sure.
Yeah, and I saw last night the Marvel Universe has Black Widow opening Friday in theaters nationwide and streaming on Disney Plus. But I saw a commercial or the trailer last night for the next Suicide Squad from the DC comic book universe that's going to come out in the first week in August in theaters nationwide.
Yeah, I'm excited about both of those. I definitely like James Gunn as a director. I'm always excited to see what he's going to do coming back to Suicide Squad. Are coming back into Suicide Squad rather. But for me personally, to answer your other question, I mean, I'm definitely interested to go back to the theater. For me, I'm ready, I'm comfortable, I'm vaccinated. But I also have a 2-year-old at home. So that if I don't end up going to the theater, that's my excuse.
It's not an excuse. That's a reason, Chris Yogerst.
Right, yeah.
Assistant professor of communications in the Department of Arts and Humanities at UW-Milwaukee. And we'd be interested in hearing from you this morning as the big movies are taking... getting back to the big screen, will you be going? 1-800-642-1234. And apart from the big screen, there are the streaming shows that Marvel have put out since the beginning of the year. 3 of them. And they all seem to, in some way, touch base with our real world. And we'll talk about it with our guest, Chris Yogerst, next. And you as well. I'm Lee Rayburn. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Black Widow from the Marvel comic book universe premieres this Friday in theaters and online. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn. And in addition to Black Widow, Marvel has rolled out 3 different episodic shows this year on the Disney Plus streaming service. They highlight the plights of some of Marvel's more ancillary but nonetheless interesting characters. So if you watched WandaVision or Falcon and the Winter Soldier, are you watching Loki right now? 1-800-642-1234 is the number to join our conversation, or email us at ideas@WPR.org. Our guest is Chris Yogerst, an assistant professor of communications in the Department of Arts and Humanity at UW-Milwaukee. And Chris, have you watched any of the streaming shows from Disney Plus and Marvel?
I have. I watched WandaVision and Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and I'm some of the way through Loki, which I thought was hilarious, opening with the timeline infraction. But I was really impressed with WandaVision and Falcon. I think they really carry what has been great about the Marvel series so far.
And let's start with Falcon and the Winter Soldier, because this seems to be the logical progression after the most recent Marvel movies, Endgame and Infinity Wars. At the end, we see Captain America in these movies handing off his shield to the Falcon in hopes that the Falcon would take on the mantle of becoming the next Captain America. That does not appear to be the case, as we hear the Winter Soldier and the Falcon talking in this clip from the show.
Shouldn't have given up the shield.
Good to see you too, Buck.
This is wrong.
Hey, look. I'm working, all right? So all this outrage is gonna have to wait.
You didn't know that was gonna happen?
No, of course I didn't know that was gonna happen.
You think it didn't break my heart to see them march him out there and call him the new Captain America?
This isn't what Steve wanted.
Oh, my God. So what do you want me to do? Call America and tell him I changed my mind? Huh?
With tackling the issues of American racism head on, Chris.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this show does a really, really good job of answering the question, who can fill Cap's shoes? And it does so both by showing that it needs to be somebody that has a heart as pure and true as Steve Rogers did. But then it also adds that extra layer of what does it mean to have an African-American superhero? And what does it mean for that person to have to respond to both criticism and also past superheroes.
But what it means to be American. That seems to be what the question was wrangling with. And it was just a real brief 6-episode run.
For sure. And there's that great back and forth. I mean, it's not really a spoiler, but I mean, there's, you know, people that they would see Falcon, they'd be like, oh, hey, Black Falcon. He's like, no, just Falcon.
Right.
But as the show progresses, he grapples with what that means and what he means to other people. And I think that is something that really helps the show along and then answers this question of what is America? Is it just Captain America or can it be multiple things?
We're talking about Marvel's expanding collection of movies and their streaming shows at Disney Plus with our guest, Chris Yogerst, who teaches about film at UW Milwaukee. And I enjoyed that. But at the start of the year, to begin 2021, Disney Plus and Marvel released WandaVision, which was a show about, in a really almost with a light touch, I guess, a show about grief and loss at a time when this country and the world was grappling with just such themes. And we got a clip here that I want to play. Actually, we'll skip the clip because of time, because I want to know what you thought of WandaVision and its place in our time, Chris.
I was really impressed with it. I mean, I was excited about that show for reasons we mentioned before, because I mean, I always wanted to be a bigger part of the movies. And I thought, I mean, Elizabeth Olsen, she's fantastic. There's no reason not to make her a bigger part. So the show really does that. And like you said, it grapples with loss and grief in a really smart way, but also a really fun way. This nod to 1950s and 70s and 90s TV sitcoms aesthetically is incredibly fun. But just like some of the best Marvel stuff, it has fun while also grappling with serious issues. And her serious grief about Vision and losing him and using her powers. And, you know, is it healthy or not? I mean, these are questions we're asking about our surrounding world right now, how we're dealing with the pandemic. Are we doing it right? Are we still being healthy? And that all of that comes through in the show.
Yeah. And the show to hit when it did, it was to some degree, perhaps ability to sort of distance ourselves while at the same time coping with going through a global pandemic and dealing with massive loss. It did so in a way that could still make you laugh and feel and anticipate the next episode, which brings us to Loki, which is another episodic show from Marvel. And they're releasing a new episode every week. And the next episode for Loki comes out today. And here's a clip of Owen Wilson, who plays Mobius from the Time Variance Authority, explaining to the god Loki why they've trapped him in time.
Listen, I can't offer you salvation. Maybe I can offer you something better. Fugitive variants been killing our Minutemen.
And you need the God of Mischief to help you stop them.
That's right.
Why me?
The variant we're hunting is you.
So somewhere lost in time is this god of mischief. Another ancillary character was just sort of, it was sort of a butt of a joke through a running Marvel comic book movies, right? And now he's got his own series and it takes on some more serious themes, Chris.
Right. And like I said, I haven't finished all of these episodes yet. I'm going to probably the next couple of days. But like I said, it also is true to the series or to the Marvel films where it deals with serious issues. But also it's funny. Like I said, the timeline infraction. And it's also great to see Owen Wilson back in something. I mean, here's a guy who was so funny in so many movies, you know, a decade or so ago. And also being able to prop up Loki, who's always, like you said, was a butt of a joke in so many of these other movies, but he's also a really interesting character. So it's definitely justified to dive into his interests and desires and motivations a little bit more. And this series has really set that up.
Well, what credit do you give the actor who plays Loki, Tom Hiddleston, for taking him from just some laughter in other Marvel movies to getting his own series?
That's a great question. I didn't even really think about it that way. That takes a lot of drive and self-confidence and confidence in the character as well to know that you can turn this around and know that there's something there. But I think that's a great way to look at it.
One of the first episodes of Loki streaming on Disney Plus opens in Oshkosh. Is there any crossover between Wisconsin and the Marvel Universe, Chris?
I don't know.
Well, you might know how to travel to Oshkosh to go find out. It's a Renaissance fair, I believe, in Oshkosh, where Loki and other Time Variant authorities show up. And it was certainly striking for all of us, wondering, what does Wisconsin have to do with the Marvel Universe? The next episode of Loki comes out today. Chris, what are you hoping? Where are you hoping the show goes from here?
Like I said, I don't know. I'm actually not caught up with the last couple of those. But I'm interested to see what Loki does in this kind of time between time in the Marvel Universe and what it can connect to. I'm most interested in what it can connect to in the films that we've seen so far.
And going back to Black Widow and the origin story that opens Friday in movie theaters and Loki, it is about, for these characters, as much as it is for us, our choice to be heroes or villains, to do right or do wrong. Our actions that we take and with the consequences that they have, whether we're superheroes or just mere humans. Chris Yogurst, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Our guest, Chris Yogurst, Assistant Professor of Communications, the Department of Arts and Humanities at the UW-Milwaukee. Just ahead, gun violence over the Independence Day weekend and the surge and rise in gun violence. We'll tackle it head on for the hour after the news. I'm Lee Rayburn. You're listening to the Ideas Network.